So this morning, it feels like it's like the post Purim day, Shushan Purim right now. But it's not just because you didn't sleep last night, because you were at the Hula or you're in Meiron. I have a friend who went to Meiron last night. He called me at 4:30. I can't go to sleep. I'm so jacked up. There's a deep connection between how a person physically feels on Purim and how and Lag BaOmer, and how a person spiritually feels on Lag BaOmer and Purim as well. As we said earlier in the week, that from the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tov Chulches, that this, how do we know that the day of Lag BaOmer and Purim are connected? It's very easy. The Shulchan Aruch says that the day that Purim falls out on in the year, the same year of Lag BaOmer, so this year Purim fell out on a Wednesday, Thursday, it's going to be the same day that Lag BaOmer falls out on. So this year was a Wednesday night, Thursday for Purim, right? So too, Lag BaOmer falls out on Wednesday night, Thursday. But what does the Shulchan Aruch goes on and says that there's also another day that falls out on the same day. And what is that day? That day is known as the sixth day of Pesach. What is the sixth day of Pesach and Purim and Lag BaOmer have? What's the connection here? It's not a stam thing. Shulchan Aruch says 3 days have always fallen on the same day. Sixth day of Pesach, Lag BaOmer, and Purim. Right? So next year when you go on your interview with your yeshiva a couple of years and they ask you this random question in the world, you're going to know that 3 days fall out on the same day. The sixth day of Pesach, Lag BaOmer, and Purim. So Rav Shor goes to town in his sefer, Leil Shabbos Kodesh Sheni, Chelek Beis, Baruch Hashem. It says a beautiful idea. It says, Venera. Let's see. Ki kulam hayu yemei Yeshua mimatzav shener la'ena adam ki'ilu hu aver legami. Rav Shor says that the common synonym, the common DNA marker, the thing that the magnet that brings these days together, or is one thing, is when you think that when a person thinks that they're all, it's all over, it's forgotten. The Rangers are down 3-1. There's no way to come back. The Yeshua Daka comes out of nowhere. It says, "What was the sixth day of Pesach? Bevav Pesach, Hayim Mitzrayim Achareim v'Hayam Lefneim. What was the sixth day of Pesach? It was Klai Yisrael standing." Right before Kriyas Yam Suf, like you guys ever see the movie Defiance, right? And their mama's standing at the ocean, and the Nazis are on one side, and the ocean's on one and another side, and they don't know what to do. So where do you think they got that from? It could have happened in the story, but it also happened in the Bible, known as Kriyas Yam Suf and Parshas Bashalach. Mommy, the Torah explained that Klai Yisrael, they wanted to go back to Mitzrayim, they were so scared, and it looked like it was all over. And what happened? The Kodesh Baruch Hu Mamish brought them Yeshua, right? What was Purim? Purim is Kasher Avadati, right? Klai Yisrael about to be wiped out. They had a Gzar Din, right? They had a Gzar Din that Klai Yisrael was going to be killed. And what happened? The Davka through their Bitachon, Kriya Samson, they got through it. The Davka through their Bitachon, and their Tefillah by Purim, they got through it. And what was the Avoda of Lag BaOmer? What happened, Lag BaOmer? We know that the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva passed away, right? And on Lamed Gimel was the day that they stopped. It looked like it was all over. It was all finished. Nothing could continue. What happened? They continued again. So Shor brings out from the Chidon, Birka Yosef, Simon Tav Tzadi Gimel, that he has a tradition brought down, that the day of Lag BaOmer, why it's so happy, is obviously because it's the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's Yartzei, and obviously that's the day that the Zohar is revealed to Klai Yisrael, but it was also the day that Rabbi Kiva started the Torah learning again with his 5 new students. One of the greatest of them being Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. It's the day that Rabbi Kiva could have just said 24,000 students finished. I want to be done. Rabbi Kiva says no. I'm starting again. How many times in our own lives when we think, okay, I mess up. Why would Hashem want me to listen to my tefillah if I did this, if I did that, I speak Lashon Hara, keep it Aveim, whatever it is. Lag BaOmer Purim, the sixth day of Pesach. Specifically today, Lag BaOmer is the time to say no. Even though I messed up. Davka, today is the day that a Jew could always come back to their Bnei Yeshua. A Jew could always come and say, whatever happened. It's the day of Yeshua. It's a day that a person could always come back. Just to close, I was just thinking of a good story, just to end off. Gotta end up with a good story. Mir Tashem, you guys go to Eretz Yisrael, a lot of people have the minhag to stop before coming back for Pesach to America, or to go back to Eretz Yisrael. They go to, the yeshivas take them to Poland. So I remember when I went to Poland, Rav Aryeh Hendler, Shlita, Rav Shiva of Shalavim at the time, he said an amazing story at Auschwitz. He has a minhag to go. Anytime he goes to Poland, he always goes on Erev Shabbos, and he always fasts. So Ramama standing right outside, we're about to leave the gas chamber, and he said the following story. He said that they once wanted to take... Sometimes they had specific projects they wanted to do. Today was the day that they wanted to gather up all the kids in the camp. They gathered up 50 kids, and they brought them to the shower, and the kids knew what the shower was. They heard what it wasn't really a shower. They, one of them decided, you know what we're going to do? Instead of going out crying everything, it's going to be Simchas Torah. We're going to start dancing. Mamish, you could just imagine 50 kids started dancing, right? Just thinking about... Mamish not even thinking about what's going to happen. And Mamish singing all these Torahs Hashem Tamima. And the Nazis are so you're singing, you're dancing, you're Mamish about to die. And what happened? This guy, well, one of the guy in charge said, you know, you guys are so happy you're going to die, we're going to send you off to a much worse camp. You can't really get much worse than Auschwitz. They went to the camp, and Rav Handler said the story was brought down that every single one of those 50 kids were saved. Every single one of them, even when it looked hard, it looked like it was all done, and they just had an optimistic view of what's going to be in their lives. So the Rabbonu Shem just said, we're going to go out with a fire. They were zochet to the Yeshua. So Bez Hashem, today's a day, very big day of to daven. Anything a person has to daven for, the Mamash Lag B'Omer has the koch, the person is able to break through with tremendous salvation. Bez Hashem, on a personal and on a global level, Klal Yisrael needs a lot of Yeshua. So Bez Hashem, we should be zochet to daven for each other, daven for ourselves, and Bez Hashem, daven for all Klal Yisrael, that today should be a day of tremendous salvation and redemption for all of us. Shkoyos.